another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, talking all things Connecticut. So much to do in his tiny little state. And joining him this morning is Rachel Lenda, the Director of Tourism for our mighty little state up in New England. Rachel, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Joey. Good morning.
It's the state of Connecticut. You know, we can go political, we can go fun. So I threw political out the window and we're just going to have fun. Is that okay with you?
I prefer fun. I'm the queen of fun. I take fun very seriously.
I love it. So we're going to go backwards to go forward a little bit.
Okay.
March 14th, otherwise known as Pi Day 314, The state opened the Pizza Trill voting contest. How's that going? Because we got a little bit till the voting ends.
We do. So Connecticut is the, if you didn't know, Joey, is the pizza capital of the United States.
I heard we're good at making pies in the state.
We're really good at making delicious pizza in the state. So specifically, New Haven style pizza is one of the monikers of a style of pizza. You know, you've got Chicago deep dish, you've got New York style fold-up pizza in half. But one of the really cool things about New York.
They got nothing.
They got nothing on us. New Haven style pizza is they use coal-fired ovens, and the crust is absolutely delicious. And some people say it's the New Haven water that makes it so good, but that style of pizza goes statewide. So there are so many amazing pizzerias here in Connecticut, and we are searching for the top 100 pizzerias that will make up the Connecticut Pizza Capital Trail. So what's really cool is that there are over 1,000 independently owned pizzerias here in Connecticut. And when you vote, every independent pizzeria counts as one, right? So for example, Pepe's has several locations, but the brand counts as one vote. So if you go to Pepe's in New Haven, or if you go to the Pepe's in Manchester, it's one vote. Voting ends May 1st. And right now, we are sitting at about 9,400 votes.
Ugh.
And I can't give away anything about the top 10 right now, but more to come. But please continue to vote. You can go right onto ctvisit.com, and on the homepage is your link to vote on your favorite pizzeria.
And now, can people vote more than once?
Of course they can. This is America.
I want to hit 10,000 by May 1st. Like, let's do this, Connecticut. Let's hit 10,000 votes submitted.
Yes, and I will say that there are a few contenders in Eastern Connecticut that have made the top 10. So, can't give away any brand names yet, any places, but keep voting.
We'll have to be in touch and spill the dirt on May 2nd.
I know. God, Joey, I'll give you the tea. It sounds good.
Connecticut is known for so many things, but pizza, like, we have a sign in the studio that literally says you can't make everyone happy, you're not pizza.
All right, Joey, question before we move on.
Sure.
Do you believe that pineapple belongs on pizza?
Yes. I am that outlier and I take so much flack for it. I like the sweet and salty aspect. It's not traditional. I get it. Throw pineapple at me next time you see me, but I do like it.
So story time.
Sure.
You and I are outliers together because I love salty bacon and pineapple on a pizza.
See, it's
that makes two of us.
Yeah, I get knocked by Brian, the morning show host, all the time. If I do a breakfast sandwich, it's sausage, egg, and cheese on like a cinnamon raisin bagel. Same thing. You get that sweet and saltiness.
That's weird, but nope. I like that.
You know, we're weird people together. We're just weird people together.
I dig it. I may try it.
Just give it a shot.
I'm going to take it from Joey in the morning.
Try it once. That's all I ask, you know. So let's get some people. Now, where do people go again to vote?
They go to ctvisit.com on our homepage. You'll see a link right there to vote for the Pizza Capital Trail.
Let's get those votes in, people. I want to hit 10,000 votes. Voting ends May 1st. Let's do that. So we're looking at, you know, we're looking down the stairway of proverbial deception of student vacations coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please tell me you have something going on in the state that we can get out of the house with our children to.
Not only something, but Connecticut has something for everyone. I think that's really important. And I think what's really cool about Connecticut compared to other states in New England is that, well, you know, besides Rhode Island, but we won't talk about the RI word right now. but you can go from left to right in Connecticut in roughly 2 hours. So you're really not traveling. And that's the farthest. North to south, you're probably at 50 minutes. So I think, depending on traffic, but we won't talk about that. but what I think is really cool is that, you know, spring break is next week. So a lot of what's popular right now and what we're seeing trending are the Easter sort of Easter egg hunts, Easter celebrations, Easter bunnies, and go get those pictures taken, you know, no traumatizing children, but, you know, get them on the Easter bunny's lap and take a picture. So we've got the Easter egg hunt on the trees at the Adventure Park. At the Discovery Museum in Bridgeport, there's an Easter celebration at Tree Trails over in Mystic, an annual Easter egg hunt at Old Mystic Village. Admission is free, which is really cool. Easter Bunny at the New England Air Museum, which is one of the most incredible museums in Connecticut.
I love that place. So many cool. And it's the incredible. One place I can go and say dirigible and people don't look at me confused. Because that's what a hot air balloon or airship is. It's a dirigible, and I just love that word. It's the only place I can say it with confidence.
It's an interesting word, and I'm glad that you have that here, vernacular. That's fabulous for you. So if you want to look at more Easter activities across the state, when you go to ctvisit.com, there is a search feature on the site. And just type in Easter, and that will bring up all sorts of different events that all of your local businesses and attractions and, you know, town events, all of those are posted on there. So it's a really great resource for anybody looking for something to do, which brings us into spring break activities. Mm. So if you're not looking for something, you know, holiday inspired, but still, you know, the kids are going stir crazy, you can go to spring break at the Dinosaur Place. And the Dinosaur Place is right here in Eastern Connecticut, which is really, really neat. You know, Mystic Aquarium, they've got live tanks and paleontology. You've got going over to Bristol Bazaar.
That place. It's in my hometown. The people that run it, Care and her husband, Dusty Dude Woodworks. Awesome. Place.
Eric and Care. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing a kids sushi class. How cool is that?
I saw that. I'm. It's like on my things to sign up for.
I mean, imagine, right? You give your kids raw fish and you're like, now make me sushi. Brings like elevation to the home cooking dynamic where your kids are.
There's more than dino nuggies out there.
Yeah, don't tick off your kids if they're making you raw fish sushi. we go to Higginum and we go to my dear friends, Jen Helfinger at Helfinger Farms for Dancing Daffodils. So we are entering the pick your own flower season. So right now is, you know, April 1 to about May 4th. This is the pick your own daffodils time. And I had the opportunity actually to go to the Dancing Daffodils Farm with our Lieutenant Governor and Commissioner of Department of Agriculture. And first of all, if you've never met Jen Helfinger, she is one of Connecticut's truest gems. She's an incredible woman. You always see her in yellow. Mm-hmm. And even if the sun isn't out, Jen brings the sunshine. She's just, and they're such a great family too. So go there. There's all sorts of different varietals of daffodils that you can pick. It's set on a historic 1790 property, and you can choose from nearly 100,000 beautiful flowers. So, you know, anything is possible there. And there's also a really cool mural that they have painted on the outside of their barn, which is such a really cool, grammable Instagram spot. So take those pictures.
That's cool. Because me and we were up in Suffield, where Julie the Garden Fairy, to pick up.
Yeah.
We did that after a broadcast one morning. Me and my boss went flower picking. It was so cool. If you can get flower picking, I totally suggest you do it. So that's another one I got to add to the list now of Helfinger Farms down in Higginham.
Oh, it's awesome. And it's a beautiful drive getting there too. So you'll enjoy, as we say in travel, it's not always about the destination. We have to remember to enjoy the journey when we get to the destination.
Yes, Yes. The road trip is a dying thing. We need to bring back the road trip.
Absolutely. So speaking of road trips, so if you're in Eastern Connecticut and or Central Connecticut, you want to go up to Middlefield and you want to go to Lyman Orchards because they're doing goat cuddles. You can cuddle.
I don't like goats.
It's like fun 15 minutes of pure goat cuddling sessions. And then after your cuddle time is over, go over to the Apple Barrel that they have right at Lyman Orchards. And they have so many delicious treats from the farm. One of my favorite Connecticut things is a Lyman Orchards apple pie.
Yes.
One of the best. And it's a perfect way to spend the day. Adorable animals, delicious local treats. What a great thing to do. And then, you know, switching gears here, spring break activities, moms and dads. I have a 3-year-old. Sometimes mama needs a break. So
don't blame you.
So for the adults, you can do something really cool at the Cape, which is Catherine Hepburn's Cultural Arts Center in Old Saybrook, is their paint and sip. So you can enjoy a view of the theater from the stage. As a local professional artist, they lead you through creating a beautiful painting of the Saybrook Point Lighthouse. Sip on your wine and enjoy company with some really great friends. For parents,
that's a cool thing. I mean, there's a lot of those, like those art centers. There's the Kate, there's the Flow Grizz down in Old Lyme. Yes. There's so many of those places that, I mean, we can do a day of just talking about art centers that you can just go and just grab an adult lunchable, aka charcuterie board, and just sit and relax. Like, I mean, there's so many of those places across the state that are just untalked, like they're just not known enough, and it makes me sad.
I know. Did you know that the state of Connecticut, it's a private organization who does it, but there's this thing called the Connecticut Art Trail Passport. And there are, if you go to, I believe it's ctarttrail.org, for $35, I believe you get a passport, and it gives you offers, and some of those offers are even free admission to over 35 art museums throughout Connecticut. And during the winter time, right before Christmas, they often will do a buy one, get one free. And it's, in my opinion, one of the best ways to explore the art scene here in Connecticut. So highly recommend.
That's cool. Cause I mean, it's like, we've been doing this segment with the morning show darting across Connecticut all over the place. And I mean that some of these towns have such a rich history in art that it just goes unnoticed. And like, we were out in Chaplin, Connecticut. Most people couldn't find Chaplin, Connecticut on a map. But we were talking to some people over there, and like the fabric scene, the quilting and the needlework, it's just amazing. And I would have never known if I didn't go have breakfast in Chaplin at Blondie's one day.
I love it. How was Blondie's?
It was great. It was such a cool place.
Oh, and when you go to Higginham to go to Dancing Daffodils, you got to go check out Deb at Deb's in town breakfast.
Yep.
Let me tell you, first and foremost, the egg, bacon, and buttery English muffin was a 10 out of 10. But Deb herself, who owns it, works it, and she is a hoot. She is a very fabulous woman who shouldn't be missed at all. I love her.
That's cool. Favorite person. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. There's a lot of things that are going on, Rachel. We're going to get back to you, but we're going to do it next week. We've hit the springtime. The springtime has come. The grass is blooming. The flowers are out doing all their things. Do some flower picking. People, get out there. There's plenty of places in the state to do it. Next week, we're going to get into some of the summer stuff, maybe a little bit of the fall. There's so many things that are going on. Again, talking with me this morning, Rachel Lenda, the Director of Tourism for the State of Connecticut. It's all these things and so many more things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.